Dave Moore on Today FM podcast.
And my guest today is Demi Isaac Oviawe, who you'll probably know as Linda from Young Offenders, but you'll certainly get her to know her as Theatre for One, which is part of the Cork Midsummer Festival. And Demi joins me again. Demi, good morning again.
Morning.
Will you explain to me and everybody what exactly Theatre for One is? Because as I was saying earlier on to Avian, who was on, it does sound like a comedian, an actor, a promoter, a director's worst nightmare. When they put a show on and only one person shows up, but this is intentional.
So basically what the idea is that you have one actor in a box. It's like a confession box / peep show, which is like the weirdest combination ever. And they're performing one piece to one audience member, so you get a very interactive experience. It's been going on since last Saturday, and I've been on the last couple of days, and I must say, from an actor's perspective, it's fantastic, because I've never done theatre before, but from doing television, it's the same kind of interaction, except you can see everything. Okay. So if I move my hand to the left, there's a reason for my hand moving to the left. And it makes you like, it's like having a one-sided conversation with someone, and you get to see everything from start to finish, which is really, really beautiful. Landmark Productions, they're all in charge of it, and they're doing a fantastic job. And like I said, I've never done theatre before. And like you would think it's like a promoter's worst nightmare, but in actuality, it's beautifully done. They do a fantastic job, and it's great.
And there must be extra pressure on the actor, you know, who's performing. I'm trying to think, is it more pressure to perform in front of, you know, 400 people or one person? But I suppose it's so intimate, both for the actor and the audience. Like the audience member, like I don't know. Does it ever feel pressured, or is it just really nice?
Well, we had like a group rehearsal, and it was weird because you've got like 20 people staring at you, but you have to concentrate on one person.
Yes.
That was nerve-wracking.
Okay.
While this, with the one person in the confession box, you have a lot of control, and not in like a creepy ways. And like, if I really want to drive the emotions of my piece and really make you like feel what the character's feeling, I have the control to do that.
Yeah.
Or I can like, if you're disengaging from what's going on, I can snap you back into it and really interact with you. And honestly, it's very good. And I'm not just saying it because I'm here to promote it.
Sure.
It's honestly, I've watched a few of the other actors' pieces, and they're fantastic. Like, it's, I think everyone should do it. Everyone should try it out and see it.
Yeah, it's such an interesting way to experience theatre with a personal one-to-one show. And the great thing about it is, am I right in thinking, you don't even need a ticket, you just queue up, you go in, and it's a short enough play, isn't it?
It's depending on the piece, and like I said, depends on the control of the
actor.
You can make it 7 minutes, you can make it 8.5 minutes, but you never go over 8.5.
See, that's the thing.
It's brilliant, really, really good. I'm really enjoying it. And I think everyone should come out and see it. We're by the Cork Opera House.
Absolutely, right by the Cork Opera House. And tell me this, how are you enjoying the theatre experience, given that it's something that you're new to?
Well, I tell you what, I was nervous. I was very nervous because, for those of you who don't know, acting on television and theatre are two different things. Because if you bluff up a line on telly, they can cut and restart. While on theatre, or for anything to do with theatre, you have to kind of keep going and forget that you made a blip. So that was really nerve-wracking. But I'm kind of grateful I'm doing the theatre for one, because you have so much control, and it's just you. You're not relying on someone else to give you lines. So it's like a crash course before going on the big stage. But again, it is really, it's a brilliant experience, and I highly do recommend people coming out to come see us.
Brilliant. Right. Well, Theatre for One this Ireland, it runs until Sunday at Emmett Place, just outside Cork Opera House, from 1 to 8pm. No tickets required. Just queue up and go and see Demi Isaac Oviawe and the other actors who are performing these Theatre for One plays. It's going to be absolutely brilliant. Like, one of my favourite shows ever is The Young Offenders, and one of my favourite relationships in it is the relationship between Con and Linda. Demi, I'm sorry for singing, but every time I think of your character's name in that, I just think of Con absentmindedly singing Linda to you while you're trying to talk to him. It's just one of my favorite things. I presume you're delighted that there's a series 4.
Yes, I am. To be quite honest, we were all convinced we weren't coming back for season 4.
Really?
I mean, PJ Gallagher quite openly did interviews publicly stating we're not coming back.
That's it, it's over, says PJ Gallagher.
But yeah, we do slag him for it. But yeah, it's great to be back. And I'm so happy that people enjoyed the new season.
Oh, it's so good, Demi. I'm honestly, like, I think there's so many. I think it's just jumped. I said it to Hillary Rose yesterday. I think this has jumped another level again. This is the best season by far. And some of the episodes in there are definitely some of my favorites.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Like, I mean, my personal favorite is the first episode. Because it's like you expect there to be some form of order after years of the gap, and it's like, no, we're still as chaotic as we were from the start.
You are trying, in fairness to you, I should say, you, I said Linda is trying to move on and to be not chaotic, but of course as soon as you introduce Con into any situation, the chaos is going to ensue.
Connor is Linda's kryptonite. I think no matter what happens, and I don't know what's happening, I don't know if there's going to be in season 5, I want to put that out there. I think they would always have a special bond, and which is really great because I do have a special place for Alex as well. So it kind of just works because I have time for Alex and I really do love the show, and their relationship is just, it's so chaotic. Well,
I think that's the key thing for me in the whole show is that it is the relationships, like, you know, like your on-screen parents' relationships, Barry and Orla, and then, you know, there's you and there's Con and Mairead. There's like every you can just draw, you know, triangles and lines between all of these people. But that's what makes the show to me.
Oh, 100%. And like the one thing that's so great about The Young Offenders is that though it is a comedy and there is a lot of like funny moments, there's always a silver lining and there's always a clear message at the end of the episode.
Mm.
And that's that family is important at the end of the day, no matter what kind of family you have. Yeah. They're there for you at the end of the day, which is fantastic and it's beautiful.
It is. Well, look, continued success. Who knows whether there will be a Series 5? Demi did not say there will or won't be, just so for the record.
Thank you.
Okay, quick fire round before I let you go, Demi. What are you currently obsessed with?
Currently obsessed with? Oh, yeah. This is Bridgerton.
Really?
I'm in love. Yeah. Oh my God, yeah. So I've just finished season 3. I finished Queen Charlotte and I must say, shout out to Nicola Coughlan for being so empowering for plus size actors. I think she, credit top of the hat to her,
here,
man. She's just absolutely ace. Brilliant. But
she was on the show not that long ago, and what an absolute legend. Okay, who's the most famous person in your phone?
In my phone?
Mm.
Oh, sugar. Oh my God. Oh, I don't know. I want to say, off the top of my head, I want to say Lawrence Fishburne.
Okay, that's pretty famous. Like, you don't have to qualify any further than I've got Lawrence Fishburne's number on my phone.
Yeah, we're in a group. So, yeah, that counts. Yeah.
Okay, that definitely counts. Unbelievable. Think back to when you were about 8 years old. You're in second class or whatever. What was in your lunchbox?
Oh, man. Ham. Oh, no, not ham. Jam and butter sandwiches.
Jam and butter, yes. And were there any treats?
Yeah, whatever. Oh, do you know what? The Kinder hippos.
Oh, yeah.
In the little pack. Yeah, I love them. Yeah.
Amazing. And the final question, Demi, I ask everybody, and I know it's a weird one, but you see, I don't. So I want to know.
You know what it is, do you? Yeah, my mom listens to the show, so she has me prepped.
Brilliant, right. Well, then I am going to ask you. You can thank your mother for me for teeing you up for this. But do you wash your legs in the shower?
I have a routine in the shower.
Okay.
I wash my arms first, then I wash all in between. And I wash I scrub my legs last because the dirty water runs down.
Right, that's your theory. Whereas I'm thinking it's the clean sudsy water that's running down and it's cleaning my legs. I don't need to go near them.
No, that's nasty, Dave. That's nasty.
Well, it turns out a lot of people feel the way you do about it and they don't want to be my friend anymore. So, yeah, I might have to start lying and say I do wash my legs. Debbie,
I have a question for you.
Of course.
Do you have hairy legs then?
I do have hairy legs, yeah.
Yeah, dude, you've got to scrub your legs. That's nasty.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. Because obviously we're doing this over Zoom or whatever, but if you come in and we meet, I usually wear shorts. You can look at my legs and tell me whether you think they need a wash next time we meet, all right?
I won't shame you no more on your show. I'll wait till next time I see you.
Yeah, shame you live then. That's totally fair. Totally fair. Demi, it's so great to talk to you. Thanks a million for coming on, and congratulations on the Young Offenders, and best of luck with the rest of the Theatre for One.
Thank you so much, Dave. Talk to you later.
All right, cheers. Bye. Bye-bye. Dave Moore on Today FM Podcast.